On the cover of the second notebook, the handwriting of which he was so proud, a script abounding in curly, feminine flourishes proclaimed the contents to be the private diary of Perry Edward Smith. An inaccurate description, for it was not in the least a diary, but rather a form of anthology consisting of obscure facts. Every 15 years, Mars gets closer. 1958 is a close year. Poems and literary quotations. No man is an island entire of itself. And passages for newspapers and books paraphrased or quoted. For example, my acquaintances are many, my friends are few. Those who really know me, fewer still. Heard about a new rat poison on the market. Extremely potent, odorless, tasteless, is so completely absorbed once swallowed that no trace could ever be found in a dead body. If called upon to make a speech, I can't remember what I was going to say for the life of me. I don't think that ever before in my life have so many people been so directly responsible for my being so very, very glad. It's a wonderful moment and a rare one, and I'm certainly indebted. Thank you. Read interesting article, February issue of Man to Man. I knifed my way to a diamond pit. It is almost impossible for a man who enjoys freedom with all its prerogatives to realize what it means to be deprived of that freedom. Said by Earl Stanley Gardner. What is life? It is the flash of a firefly in the night. It is a breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. It is as the little shadow that runs across the grass and loses itself in the sunset. Said by Chief Crowfoot, Blackfoot Indian Chief. This last entry was written in red ink and decorated with a border of green ink stars. The anthologist wished to emphasize its personal significance. A breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. That exactly evoked his view of life. Why worry? What was there to sweat about? Man was nothing, a mist, a shadow absorbed by shadows. But damn it, you do worry, scheme, fret over your fingernails and the warnings of hotel managements. Su dia termina a las 2 p.m. Dick, you hear me? Perry said. It's almost 1 o'clock. Dick was awake. He was rather more than that. He and Inez were making love. As though reciting a rosary, Dick incessantly whispered, "Is it good, baby? Is it good?" But Inez, smoking a cigarette, remained silent. The previous midnight, when Dick had brought her to the room and told Perry that she was going to sleep there, Perry, though disapproving, had acquiesced. But if they imagined that their conduct stimulated him or seemed to him anything other than a nuisance, they were wrong. Nevertheless, Perry felt sorry for Inez. She was such a stupid kid. She really believed that Dick meant to marry her and had no idea he was planning to leave Mexico that very afternoon. Is it good, baby? Is it good? Perry said, "For Christ's sake, Dick. Hurry it up, will you? Our day ends at 2 p.m.